Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, this is Jeff Green for Payments.com. With us today is Alex Sullivan, Managing Director at World First. Welcome to the podcast, Alex.
Hi, Jeff. Very nice to be here.
So, Alex, tell us a little bit about World First, you know, what it does and how it works.
Sure. So World First is 10 years old. It's a payments business. And in very simplistic terms, we move money from one country to another at better rates than you're able to get through your bank. And we also make it easier and much faster to do so. We work with two different types of customers, really. We work with private customers who may need to move money from one currency to another because they're, I don't know, buying something overseas, buying a home or emigrating, right down to smaller payments, mortgage payments, or just topping up a bank account. And we also work with corporate customers who generally are importing or exporting or selling goods overseas.
Okay. That's the B2B companies, perhaps.
What's that, sorry?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What types of B2B companies use your services, and where do they typically operate?
So in terms of sort of companies, I guess we have two sides, really, to the business. We do supplier payments is a very normal side of business for us, and also we work with a lot of businesses that are selling online and they need bank accounts globally in order to collect revenues from sales, which we then repatriate back home for them. So typically for us, our corporate customers are SMEs, and they're based all over the place, and actually industries are very ranging as well, you know, from travel companies and food companies right through to electronics companies selling goods online. We have a real plethora of companies that we work with. I think we currently have about 13,000 companies that we work with. And they range in size as well, you know, from low thousands a year up to tens and tens of millions a year. It's very varied. Of course, there's one typical theme running through, which is they have a need to move money from one country to another because they're making sales there or because they need to import or export goods from that country. And that's the piece that we facilitate. Typically, the companies that we would work with would be of a size where they want to get the best deal, and it matters to them that you know, they want to save money and get good advice. But equally, they're not at the size of having their own treasury department and having several banks look after it for them. And that's where we will operate for companies.
Okay. So, how would you compare yourselves against competitors? And maybe if you can name off a couple of competitors, just so we get an idea of the you know, types of services you do that others may, you know, also do.
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, I think really the area that we feel we really stand out versus any competitors is we really focus on working the way that the customers want us to. That's always been really central to the way that the business works. We always listen to the customers and really tailor the service for them. And we think that's why we have such good levels of customers coming back. You know, every year we go out and survey our customers and ask if they'd be happy to use us again and recommend us to friends. We have about 99% of customers say that they would happily use us again and they would happily recommend us to other people. And I think that's because we really focus on making it work the way that they want. So I guess just a few ways that we do that. Customers can transact with us either on the phone or online. They're able to go online 24/7, 365. Even when the currency markets are closed, customers can go online, book a live rate, make a payment, and that all happens. We answer the phone in three rings. There's no automated systems. There's no voicemails in the business. If you phone world first, then you'll get straight through to someone who knows exactly how to deal with your transaction there and then. We've made sure that we have a wide range of products and currencies. So we can pay 109 currencies across 274 different countries. We do every single deliverable currency in the world. And we've really worked on making sure that, you know, we can do that with the least amount of hassle for the customer possible. And that ultimately is why we decided to launch our app. We have, as I said, a telephone and online service for customers, which runs 24/7. And we built a mobile version of the site, and that was really popular. And so we decided to develop our app. The idea behind the app was we wanted customers to be able to get to log in, to make a payment, and be out of the system within 30 seconds, and that is currently possible. We also timed a transaction last year from beginning to end, so that was customer logging on, booking the payment, money arriving with us, money leaving us, and money arriving in the bank account. We managed to do that in 6 minutes 49 seconds. And so I think that's the thing that really excites me about about the app is, I think that the world is moving on and wants to be able to do things, you know, on the fly. I know I go onto my banking app, and if I need to move money around or make a payment, I like to do that while I'm, in a taxi or on the train, or, it's convenient for me to do it because I don't have time in the day. And I think that's very normal for people, and nothing really exists like that for the international payment space. And so we're really excited to be able to launch this to customers. And, I think it's rare you get to be able to be excited about products in financial services, but this is one we're really proud of because, you could go down now and on the way to the airport you could go on the app, make a payment, and between here and getting to the airport, the money could already be sat in, any country in the world waiting for you to be spent. And we think that's exciting. And I guess I think that lots of products have progressed. I use a Kindle when I'm reading overseas, and as I say, I use my banking apps, and I think they're really good for domestic day-to-day stuff, but nothing has really come on for those customers that need to do anything international. And I do think it's becoming more normal for customers to work outside of banking. I have my bank account, and then I have my investments with this company, and hopefully I use World First for moving money around the world. And then to answer your question in terms of sort of main competitors, MoneyCorp, HIFX, and sort of TravelX, I guess, would be the bigger ones in the UK. But actually, the reality is our biggest competitors are the banks. In the UK, the banks still have 85% of all transactions going through them. And I think that is changing. More people are becoming aware of us as an industry and us as a business, which is, why we're lucky to have, the growth that we've enjoyed for 10 years. But it is still relatively new, and, it's taking time for people to make that move from banks to us. And I think a lot of that is because people think it can be quite a hassle. In actual fact, you can be signed up and be a live customer with us in 5 minutes. But, the banks really are our main competitors.
So what's really driving the need for your services in the B2B markets?
I think there's a few areas. I mean, I guess the most obvious and first one would be banks. Banks, I think, do some things brilliantly, and I think for others just aren't quite sort of tailored to them. And I think, if you look at the reasons that we started the business and that I think that it continues to grow is that ultimately, very high net worth customers or large corporate customers would get the very best service from banks and get lots of attention. But that doesn't really filter down into you know, the smaller businesses and individual customers, they don't get the one-on-one attention that they need. And I think ultimately that's what we focus on. Okay, you know, with us, you could go online at midnight and you could book a transaction. And if you didn't want to speak to anyone, you don't have to. But equally, if you want us to come and see you at your home and talk through things and help, you know, and hold your hand and really walk you through it and be on the phone, then equally we will do with that. And I think that is something that the banks are unlikely to be able to ever do in the way that we do. So I think ultimately, you know, we are able to be a much smaller, nimbler business and work the way that our customers want, whereas I guess the banks have to have much more rigid processes for dealing with things that really are designed for the masses. And then the other couple of things, I'm sorry,
I was just going to ask you, what does World First do to protect companies' money in the transaction process? What kind of security do you use?
I guess there would be two or three key things. The first is that we're authorized as a payment institution. And that comes under the FCA, and so that really is the most crucial thing. That means that we have to report to the FCA and on capital adequacy, and it means that they come in and check that we're, you know, adhering to all of the rules that we need to. Secondly, and most importantly, as part of those rules, we have to hold segregated client accounts. Where we hold client funds and we don't mix in any company funds. And again, we're regularly audited on that. And then finally, we're also regularly audited on our internal processes and systems, both by the authorities, but also by partners and banks that we use to facilitate the transactions that we do. Those would be the three key areas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think we need to wrap this podcast up pretty quickly. Anything else you'd like to add that you think might be of interest to our listeners?
No, I don't think so. I think the only thing I didn't think to mention was in terms of our offices, we have an office here in the UK. We also have an office in the US, in Australia, in Hong Kong also. We are... both a global business in terms of sort of location and in terms of the countries and currencies that we can deal with. Other than that, I think we covered everything.
Great. Well, it's been a pleasure, Alex, and you know, good luck at World First, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks very much. Cheers, Jeff.
All right, take care.